Vermont so far has vaccinated more than 80,000 people, mostly those deemed essential workers and those who are 75 and older. State officials have said the state's vaccination plan comes down to saving lives, and to do that, it has prioritized the oldest Vermonters first. Here's Governor Phil Scott speaking at a press briefing on January 25th.
By vaccinating those who are most susceptible to severe illness and death, we hope to reduce our hospitalization rate and the number of deaths we're experiencing more quickly. This will allow us to begin turning the spigot once again and relaxing all those restrictions we placed on everyone.
Since the beginning of the rollout of Vermont's COVID-19 vaccination program, state officials have also insisted that they're working to make sure people who are disproportionately affected by COVID-19, including Black, Indigenous, and people of color, have equitable access to the vaccine. But what does equitable mean for distribution? And is the state's plan actually achieving equity? Here to talk with us about that is Mark Hughes, the executive director of the Vermont Racial Justice Alliance. Mark, welcome.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for having me back.
You sent a letter to Governor Phil Scott and Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine, among others, earlier this month, and you criticized the state's vaccination plan and asked the state to revisit it with an eye and commitment to racial equity. How, in your view, does the current plan not achieve racial equity?
We sent the letter out, and we are still, we'd love to get some response, by the way, just in case Dr. Levine or the governor or anyone else has an opportunity. We'd love to hear back from you. As far as the current priorities, I think where we're missing it, it really has to do with, you know, folks who are living in multi-generational dwellings and folks who are leaving the house every day for employment. And obviously, you know, in Black and brown communities, that's going to be more prevalent. So, there's some gaps there. We've been, you know, asking them to look into it, and I think that I think we could do better.
How specifically do you think the state could be better reaching Black and brown communities to get vaccines more equitably?
I think there's two things that we got to be talking about. First of all, an information campaign across the state that speaks to the efficacy and the safety of the drug itself. So folks who are, you know, folks who are trusted folks in communities across the state will have the ability to, first of all, learn from themselves, but be able to pass along credible information. I don't know that there's been a good campaign that has reached out to folks that, you know, with the, you know, the stamp and seal of the, you know, what is supposed to be the trusted arm of the government called the health department that says, look, here's the efficacy data, here's the safety data, you know, here's our letterhead. We can assure you pass this along. So that might be a good start for them, because that would equip folks like me to be able to disseminate that information if we have the capability to do so. And then the second piece is obviously, you know, how do we go about getting into these communities and for folks who do decide that they want to do it and building the trust in these communities in the department to do so. When you have, I think, a situation where, first of all, they're not getting the information, and we can never forget the backdrop of the historical distrust that Black folks have had in the healthcare system and how we've been consistently underserved in health services. So there needs to be some significant work done there. We probably just need to hit the reset button on the established trust thing.
It really does seem that nearly every press conference recently, the state is asked about its plan for vaccinating BIPOC Vermonters, and they consistently say, we recognize this is an important group. We know there are inequities. So, I mean, where are you seeing the breakdown between the acknowledgement that the administration seems to have that this is an issue, that they need to prioritize Vermonters of color, and actually getting Vermonters of color vaccinated?
What we're dealing with here is we're dealing with something that has nothing to do with COVID. Okay, so all of these inequities that we're seeing here in health services system, they predate COVID. This is the way the system was built. It was never built to serve Black people well. Neither were any of these other systems. In terms of the disconnect, in terms of why it is that we can't seem to get from here to there, that's a question that we're going to have to ask the administration, because up until now, it doesn't seem as that we've gotten there. It's somewhat of a no-brainer is that if you know that there are trusted voices in communities that you're looking to get this word out across the state, then equip them with what they need. After that point, enable some type of apparatus that is really based upon what is currently existing. The infrastructure exists. It just has to be a political will to leverage it. And it shouldn't take me to tell the administration on how to go about doing that.
Mark Hughes is the executive director of the Vermont Racial Justice Alliance. Thanks so much for your time today.
I appreciate it.